With a Michelin Cross Climate 2, we believe in these tires so much we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, November 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Lots of things happening in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Lots of things happening in Lansing yesterday and today. We've got the stories all lined up for you. It's going to be a very laid-back, lazy Thursday as we go over these stories, this information. John Thune, the U.S. Senator from South Dakota, is now the new Republican U.S. Senate Majority Leader. On a vote of 29 to 24 between him and John Cornyn, because Rick Scott, the U.S. Senator from Florida, came in third. He basically dropped out of the race, and the head-to-head between John Thune and John Cornyn ended up 29 to 24. So basically, second in command under Mitch McConnell got elected to be the new Senate Majority Leader. Kentucky Titan U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell is no longer the top of the Senate Republican food chain after seeing the confirmations of three Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices and 200 other federal judges. McConnell is now passing the gavel to South Dakota John Thune, U.S. Senator from South Dakota. After winning in a closed-door vote, after eliminating Rick Scott, who came in third, John Cornyn lost to John Thune by 29 to 24. The online push for Scott, who ran on his relationship with Donald Trump, rather than his relationships with fellow Senate Republicans. By the way, Donald Trump never weighed in on this race. He didn't endorse Scott or Thune, or Cornyn. Trump stayed out of it. The vote now sends Thune to be the leader of the Senate Republican caucus. He's the son of a World War II fighter pilot. Thune joined the Senate leadership back in 2006, 18 years ago, 3 terms ago, as Chief Deputy Whip. He went on to serve as chairman of the Republican Policy Committee and then the Republican Conference. For the last 4 years, since 2020, he served as whip, being the second highest ranking Republican within the Republican Senate caucus. Now he takes on the difficult task of filling Mitch McConnell's shoes. John Thune's election is a clear endorsement of a consummate leader, said McConnell. The confidence our colleagues have placed in John's legislative experience and political skills is well deserved. So John Thune from South Dakota is the new Senate Majority Leader. Later in the afternoon, House Republicans met with Trump to celebrate their victory. Trump lauded Speaker Mike Johnson and called on the caucus to unify. Asking the question, isn't it nice to win? So John Thune is the new Senate Majority Leader. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Mike Huckabee has been slated to be the ambassador to Israel. Mike started going to Israel back in 1973. He's been to Israel over 100 times. He's personal friends with Bibi Netanyahu. Very interesting choice to help calm things down there in Israel, dealing with the Middle East, dealing with all the factions around Israel. Going to be a very interesting peace process that Donald Trump is going to ask Mike Huckabee to play a role in there in Israel. Between Monday and Tuesday, Elise Stefanik, Mike Waltz, Marco Rubio, and Pete Hegseth, all appointed to Trump's cabinet. Marco Rubio slated to be the Secretary of State. Pete Hegseth is the Fox News talk show host. He does a lot of special things on Fox Nation. 20 years in the military, served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Infantryman, strong, strong supporter of the military, and very much against the woke agenda that's been allowed to enter into our military. Pete is going to clean it up. His chief of staff that he's going to select as the Secretary of Defense is going to put a whole new twist on our military. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see how they all work together. Rubio, very much aware of the threats from Russia, China, and Iran, sitting as a chairman of foreign affairs in previous Senate majorities, said that this is going to be an opportunity to settle these disputes once and for all. So his cabinet's taking shape at absolute breakneck speed. This is happening so quickly that they are amazed at how much Trump has already organized his cabinet and has already showing his bipartisanship. Democrat recently turned Republican Tulsi Gabbard has been picked to be Director of National Intelligence. And the absolutely rabid Trump supporter, Congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz, has been picked to be his Attorney General. Well, Gaetz immediately resigned from Congress, along with Elise Stefanik and Mike Waltz. However, because of the extra Republican congressman they won in the election, the Republicans will maintain the majority. Even with these three Republican congressmen having to resign, they're still going to have the majority. Not going to be a problem. Oh, excuse me, two congressmen and a senator. Rubio is from the U.S. Senate. Waltz and Gaetz are from the House. So those three Republicans is what I was referring to. Two from the House, one from the Senate. Republicans will still keep their majority. And the other component to this is very interesting, because how this is shaping up is how the political axial Democrats are reacting. First of all, while the Republicans were having their caucus meeting with Donald Trump, the Democrats held their caucus meeting. Now labeled the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, said it was a closed-door meeting that the Democrats held. But due to a source that was willing to speak to Axios and Politico, they acknowledged their failures. And Jeffries himself personally issued a mea culpa of sorts. Well, angry members from the caucus took the microphone from Jeffries, talking about the crazy positions on transgender issues and the absolutely useless campaign consultants they all hired. Well, by the end of the meeting, the Democrats agreed that they would do listening sessions directly with the public that would be meant to dissect strategy and messaging going forward. They acknowledge that these consultants advising them on policy issues was the wrong message that the American people did not want. And as a result, the massive, absolutely massive losses they saw a week ago Tuesday was evident. It was a loud and clear message. We're going to have to change tactics and direction, said Jeffries. So maybe they got the message. Maybe they finally heard loud and clear that being all about transgenderism, being all about green energy, being all about these things that have nothing to do with people's real lives, well, the American people told them. And they told them at the ballot box. Now, one of the people that was talked to in this Free Beacon story said that they wanted to know if this would end up being basically Trump 2.0. Would this be a in-your-face populist or a no-nonsense realist? Well, American Enterprise Institute Michael Rubin said, happily, with the appointments of Waltz and Rubio, it looks like Donald Trump is taking a no-nonsense realist approach to his new term as president. Both of these individuals understand the grave and growing threats of our enemies, Russia, China, and Iran, and what they pose to the United States, especially after 4 years of White House weakness. Well, one of Donald Trump's former cabinet members, John Bolton, had been very negative about Trump after he was fired, wrote a book about it, came out and had this to say. These are clearly people who are part of the mainstream in Republican foreign policy. They all appear to be Reaganites and have particularly shown that they will stand up with Trump in unison. Trump's cabinet, however, drew fury from Ron Paul allies who said that Donald Trump was basically making John Bolton happy. Well, perhaps different stories will prove to be the truth. We shall see. But when you add in Tulsi Gabbard to be National Intelligence Director and Matt Gaetz as his Attorney General, it appears that Donald Trump will be in a position to have his Department of Justice Attorney General go after the people who prosecuted him. Matt Gaetz has been a strong defender of Donald Trump, calling all of these criminal charges and cases against him another witch hunt. Donald Trump saying he will exact revenge on those who came after him. Matt Gaetz is the perfect attorney general to do it. Again, this according to the Free Beacon Report. Pretty interesting. Just a little side note, the Democrats are pointing fingers everywhere, blaming Kamala Harris's campaign, the choices of different venues that she appeared on. Well, Jen Palmieri, who was inside of Kamala Harris's campaign, said now, looking back, maybe it was a mistake that they didn't sit down with podcaster Joe Rogan. They didn't do it out of fear of progressive backlash. But now the backlash with some of our progressive staff is starting to look like maybe this was a big mistake. So definitely, definitely looking back, going over the campaign, how it was carried out, how it was executed, millions of dollars spent for interviews. Come to find out, Oprah Winfrey was paid $1 million for the town hall style meeting sit down in Michigan. And who was in the audience? None other than Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. $1 million Oprah charged the Harris campaign. Other entertainers that did free concerts, they were charged, or were paid, I should say, charged the campaign $500,000 to John Bon Jovi, Beyonce, and others, ending up $20 million in debt in her campaign finance report. Now, Donald Trump joked, and I had a lot of people question me about this, that Donald Trump had money left over in his campaign account and he would pay off her campaign debt as a way to create unity between the two. Later, it was confirmed by one of his spokespersons that Donald Trump was joking. We're not going to have donors from the Trump campaign pay off Kamala Harris's campaign debt, end quote, said the spokesman. However, he wasn't identified. So pretty interesting take, pretty interesting cabinet selections. Basically, a week since the election was called, Donald Trump filling all these cabinet positions. And it's pretty interesting how strategic he is in getting Republicans out of Congress, Marco Rubio out of the U.S. Senate, but they still have control of both chambers, even by him pulling these people into his cabinet. So pretty interesting. We're going to keep following, waiting to hear of any other announcements that he makes. One thing that was really interesting, this new department that he's come up with. Department of Government Efficiency. Very interesting. Appointing Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to that newly created agency. Well, pretty interesting. Their task, go through every bureaucratic agency in the federal government and propose elimination of certain departments and firing huge numbers of federal employees. Some people are speculating.